This is kind of counterintuitive. A lot of small business people that I talk to are a little bit nervous about what a shrinking defense budget might mean for small business. Why do you think this could be an opportunity?
Well, they're not crazy to be nervous, but everybody wonders when we're going to get back to normal, and we just think this is the normal. When you're looking at reductions in defense expenditures in the U.S. of $100 billion a year or so, you know, over the next 10 years, that's a shift in the tectonic plates, and it's a new world. And we just think that it will lead to more frequent but much smaller and shorter duration procurements that, frankly, will be very tough for the big guys to go after. But by contrast, these small and medium firms, and I've had a chance to work with and admire a number of them over the years, are very agile. They're much more flexible. They're innovation hotbeds. They can make decisions instantly, change on a dime, modify their business models, accept high risk. These are the kinds of companies that I think we're going to have to serve defense needs in the future, given the lower levels of funding that's going to be available.
Now, the officials at DOD have talked on a number of occasions about managing and trying to shape the landscape of the defense industry, the defense community. How does this fit with that objective when it sounds like an environment like that would be a lot more difficult for them to control's the wrong word because that sounds almost nefarious, but to manage, I guess?
Well, you know, it's hard to know how hands-on they'll really be able to be in that transformation. I think Darwin is already at work. I mean, we looked at one of the major defense primes' revenue reports over the last dozen years, and as you'd expect, over that period of time, you saw a very significant revenue growth, but it actually masked a very dramatic reduction in market share for that particular prime of maybe more than a third. And when you look at where the business went, some of it went to other primes, but a whole chunk of it went to smaller firms doing smaller jobs for shorter durations of time. So I think the trend's already underway.
The trend that I hear from some folks at companies of all sizes when I speak to industry people every Thursday is we are competing against companies the size of which we've never competed before, and that's primarily through step-downs where companies, you know, 5 years ago might not have bid on a job of a particular size, bid on a contract of a particular value. Now they're willing to do it because of the market share issue that you're talking about and just the need to continue to keep revenues where they are and try to grow a little bit each year. Does that phenomenon fit with the theory that you're talking about too, Steve?
Well, sure, and it places on these firms that have normally, or they've gotten used to hiding, if you will, behind the coattails of a big paternalistic prime. It creates an imperative for them to be able to do some things, not so much technical things, but behave differently in how they interact with their government customers that they're just not used to. For example, you know, it's no longer going to be good enough for these guys to have great technology and what, you know, sometimes you'd call a field of dreams, build it and they will come strategy and make sales. That doesn't work because that's not how the big primes live, and they're not going to be able to live that way either. They have to be able to engage at the strategic level with their customers, understand the visions and values that they have. You got to leave the PowerPoint charts back at the office and be willing to go in and meet with senior people and ask questions. I mean, the rule is the best listener is going to win the business.
Is there space for some of the big companies to maybe reshape themselves a little bit to go to a more nimble, agile model like you're talking about the small companies already being?
They're doing it. It's very hard. You know, the Boeing company where I spent a number of years and learned what little bit I know about this subject is a great example. Their core business in the defense side that's been the money machine for many years is the big military airplanes business that has a handful of these franchise programs. But their fastest growing area is in the services business, where they're having to learn how to capture and manage thousands of relatively small size and shorter duration contracts. And so they're actually having to learn how to get small. And I just say for smaller and medium-sized companies who are already there and don't have to learn how to get small, this is a great time to take advantage of their position.
So hold on, and the opportunity will flow, it sounds like, Steve.
Well, I think it's more important to be aggressive. I mean, you can go out and then government customers are fascinated at the opportunity to meet with people who know what they're talking about and who will engage with them in the problems that they face. I wouldn't say wait by the phone. I would say be aggressive about it. But this is a great time, in our view, for companies of that size.